Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Film Festival Radio Show with me, Janice Malone, here, your host. And thank you, as always, for joining us with the show. We've been doing the show for 12 years. Yes, we'll have an anniversary coming up in January of 2020. We're going to do a lot of really special things. We'll tell you more about that later. But hey, not only is it welcome to the show, it's welcome to September. Yes. September has arrived, and unfortunately for people on the West, I'm on the West Coast, East Coast, I should say, Southern East Coast, there's Hurricane Dorian is just acting up and just being horrible. So we pray for our friends and our listeners who are in the region of the country. Safe. Pay attention to what the first responders and the officials say. If you need to evacuate, please do so. Take care of yourselves, your pets, your family, and we want you to be safe and you'll get through this. And we'll just look forward to having you back as our listeners. So we're praying for you. Okay. Okay. So in addition to September arriving, this also means the official start of the Halloween season. Yes, I know. I know there were retailers in July. I saw them. I saw you. You know who you are. I took pictures. They were putting out Halloween stuff in July. I saw them. I posted the pictures. I ratted on them. Can't you guys just wait? I mean, we know Halloween is fun and such, but come on. Can we get 4th of July and Labor Day done? And go into the Halloween season. So now that it is September, bring it. Bring it on with your Halloween stuff. It's okay now. Now, before you bring on your Halloween goodies and get your costumes and such as that, we want you to first go to the 3rd annual Tribeca TV Festival. Yes, it's back, and they are back with a lot of colossal shows and celebrities and showrunners and executive producers, tributes. It's jam-packed. It will take place September 12th through the 15th. And again, the lineup and showcase of new series, debuts, new episodes, fan favorites, of different shows. We'll give you a chance to do Q&A with some of the creators and the stars of many of the shows that we have grown up to love, such as Friends. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But the 2019, I should say, Tribeca TV Festival will take place at Regal in New York City. If you would like more details for tickets, schedules, just a long lineup of so many great events that they will have, go to their website, TribecaFilm.com or TV Festival. TribecaFilm.com, /mark, TV Festival. Now, I can just give you a few highlights, because we're going to bring our guest on and she will give you the full Monty of just some of the many events that will be taking place. Some of the programming highlights that mentioned Friends will feature the 25th anniversary. Has it been 25 years? Somebody's getting old. It's not me. It's definitely not me, but I'm just putting it out there. I'm just saying. But they will have two episodes curated by the executive producers of Friends, Marty Kaufman, David Crane, Kevin Bright. And those three very talented people will be there for the post-screening chat with you, the fans, us, the viewers, all of us. And what a wonderful experience. If you grew up in loving friends like most of us did, this is an opportunity to sit there and, you know, just listen and take in all of the ambience of the people who created the show. And you can ask them questions, take photos, and all of that great stuff. So make sure you're there for that. The festival will close with a series finale of Amazon Prime Video's groundbreaking series, Transparent. Now, also the Tribeca Talks series will return, and they will have conversations with Hassan Minhaj and James Spader. Also, they will host an exclusive sneak preview of Freeform's Party of Five pilot episode in celebration of National Hispanic Heritage Month. Now, that's just my notes, but we're going to bring on Liza Domnitz, and she is the senior programmer for the Tribeca TV Festival, and she's going to give us even more details because she's one of the experts, and she knows far more about it than I do. So let's bring Liza on and give her as much time as she needs to just fill us in on everything that we need to know. Grab those tickets, go to the website so you can get, because some of these events definitely will sell out. So you want to get there as early as possible. So let's bring Liza on and we can get that information from her about what else to expect. So let's bring Liza on right now.
Hi, Janice.
Hi, good afternoon, Liza. Very nice to chat with you this afternoon. You guys have a lot going on. Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I'll just let everyone know, obviously, here, you are the senior programmer for the Tribeca Television Festival. And you guys have got a lot going on. The third annual event will be soon taking place. So let's start off by you giving us the date and the location for this year's Tribeca Television Film Festival.
So like you said, this is our third year of the Tribeca TV Festival. It's an offshoot of the Tribeca Film Festival, which happens in the spring every year. And as the name indicates, it's all TV. This year it will be September 12th through the 15th. And the festival takes place at one of our regular festival venues, the Regal Battery Park Cinemas. And that is way downtown. In Battery Park.
Okay, and I want to add that if people want to get even more information, go to the website tribecafilm.com/TV Festival. You can't miss it. Now, it just seems that you guys have so much great stuff happening. I mean, it looks like you need 10 days for this to take place, but let's just start with just some of the many highlights, such as the 25th anniversary celebration of Friends. So tell us how you guys are going to pay homage to that great show.
Sure. Yeah, we're really excited that we get to hold an event in this 25th anniversary year of Friends, which everybody knows is, you know, one of the most popular television shows of all time. We will be doing a screening of two Friends episodes that are favorites of the series executive producers, and they will be, for the very first time, in 4K digital, their restoration episodes. So it should be exciting to see them on the big screen like that. And after the screening, we'll have a conversation with the series executive producers, David Crane, Marta Kaufman, and Kevin Bright, and they're going to be together and just reflect on the series and talk about you know, how it came to be, and hopefully answer questions from the audience. We know there are a lot of really excited fans coming out for the event, so we really couldn't be more excited to have them with us.
Oh, gosh, that's a good one. So for those longtime Friends fans out there, and I guess now they're probably children. These fans have kids of their own. Everything you ever wanted to ask and or know about Friends, this is your opportunity to come out. Now, what date will that screening take place?
That'll take place Friday, September 13th at 6 o'clock in the evening.
6 o'clock Eastern. Okay. All right. Got that all down. And again, people can go to
the festival website, tribecafilm.com/TV Festival. And you can get the tickets, you can get all the dates of everything that's going on. Plus, you guys are going to have some world premieres. Tell me about The Godfather of Harlem, starring Forest Whitaker. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, we're really excited about that one. So the TV festival is a mix of new series premieres and then some returning series as well. Godfather of Harlem, which is from the FX network, is one of the new series world premieres. It is a look at Bumpy Johnson, who was the godfather of Harlem in the 60s. He was, a fierce mob boss, and Forest Whitaker plays him opposite Vincent D'Onofrio, and Giancarlo Esposito also plays a lead role in the series as well. It's a really, really cool, interesting look at New York in that particular time, and has incredible costume and set design, and of course, really amazing performance from Forest Whitaker.
Oh, yeah, he just, everything he touches is just fabulous, of course. You guys have a lot of docudramas, docuseries, I should say. Another one that's one of my favorites is Leavenworth. Tell everybody how you guys are going to be working with that show.
Sure. This is another new series world premiere. Like you said, it's a docuseries, a really fascinating story from Starz. It's executive produced by Steven Soderbergh, who will be in attendance along with other executive producers and some really interesting additional guests. It's the story of Clint Lawrence, who is a veteran and was deployed in Afghanistan. He is currently serving a 19-year sentence for murder of two Afghani citizens, and this is a docuseries that sort of follows his upbringing as well as the actual case, what happened in Afghanistan, and there is, a cast of characters that were there with him who participate in the series, as well as Clint's family. It's really fascinating, a really twisty and turny, and just a really amazing look at a trial and the experience of being a veteran.
Okay. Now, I understand that the festival will host an exclusive sneak preview of Freeform's Party of Five, the pilot episode, to celebrate National Hispanic Heritage Month. So give us some details about that one as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So I was a fan of Party of Five when I was growing up. This is definitely of my generation. So it's exciting to see Party of Five sort of in this reimagined way in contemporary times. Like you said, it's from Freeform. Essentially, the original creators of the series, Amy Littman and Chris Kaiser, have taken the story and they've updated it. It takes place in New York of today. It's about, five children, Mexican-American children whose parents are deported suddenly one day, and they sort of have to fend for themselves as they did in the original series. It's really moving, really wonderful performances by a cast of very young newcomers. And like you mentioned, we're excited that we get to host this sneak preview of it on the same weekend as National Hispanic Heritage Month. And we hope to have a really interesting conversation afterwards with the creators and a whole bunch of the cast. And it's a really moving series. I very much encourage people to come out and see this, whether you're a fan of Party of Five from the 90s or if you're just curious about the series now. It's going to be a great event, and that is on Saturday, September 14th at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Okay. You guys have such a good variety of television shows. Just something for really everyone, it seems. What were some of the big, of many festivities for opening night that people can look forward to?
Well, actually, the one that we mentioned earlier, Godfather of Harlem, when you know, we'll have Forest Whitaker in attendance. That will be on the opening night, Thursday, September 12th. Additionally, we'll be doing a really exciting premiere of BET Plus's first live clip. This is sort of a reimagining of the classic film, and is now sort of been redone by Tracy Oliver into a series. And it stars Ryan Michelle Bass, Jill Scott, and Michelle Buteau in a sort of updated version of this story. Really exciting. It's fabulous. It's so fun. It's very funny. We're excited to be showing that on the first night, again, Thursday, September 12th at 9 p.m. So those are two things to definitely check out, in addition to the Season 3 world premiere of Room 104, which comes from HBO. This is a really cool anthology series that was created by Mark and J.J. Plott. It's very popular on HBO, and we'll be hosting the first episode of the third series. And Mark Duplass and Sydney Fleischman, the executive producers, will be in attendance to talk about it afterwards.
Oh, this is so cool, too, that you all are having the creators and EPs who created these great shows that, I won't tell my age, but when we were a little bit younger, that we enjoyed watching, and then to be, and then to be able to attend a screening with the actual creators there in the audience, and you can actually ask them questions, maybe about your particular episode that it was a favorite or something. And I think that's commend you guys for pulling all that together, because fans love that kind of stuff, as you well know. So it's really cool.
Yeah, I think it's a really unique opportunity. That's why we love doing this TV festival. It's very much a public festival, so it's a fan festival, essentially. You can come out and sort of catch these new series before they air and get this, you know, one-time-only opportunity to not only see the series, but often meet the cast, talk, like you said, talk to the EPs. For instance, on Saturday, September 14th, we're going to be world premiering the new series from Robert and Michelle King, who made The Good Wife, and this is their new series called Evil, and it's starring Mike Coulter, Kasia Herbers, Asif Mandi, Michael Emerson. It's a really, really interesting, pretty spooky drama series, and so Robert and Michelle King will be in attendance, as well as all of those cast members that I just mentioned. So, you know, people know Robert and Michelle King, so this is a really cool opportunity to see them in person and talk to them.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing like the combination of spooky and drama together. Yes, I'm so there.
Yeah.
Love it. Just love it. Well, again, everyone can go to the website.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You can go to the website, tribexfilms.com/TV Festival. And I'd also just mention that we have two additional really interesting conversation events. This is called Tribeca Talk. This is a series that we do at the main festival. This year we'll be hosting Hasan Minhaj to come and discuss his career, as well as an additional Tribeca Talk with James Spader. You know, both have really interesting, very different careers, but they will be here, and we should be both very fascinating conversations.
Oh, man, that just tops it off to make it even better. So, yeah, and I know this is so educational for aspiring filmmakers throughout the world, actually, but especially NYU being there and other schools, but just any filmmaker can come and kind of have hands-on up close and personal with these amazing television and film creators there. That's great. Just priceless, actually.
Yeah, I think it really is an opportunity for filmmakers, especially filmmakers that are interested in making TV, like you mentioned, to have not only the cast, but to have executive producers and writers in attendance. You know, we certainly encourage people to ask questions. And that's why these people are here. They're excited to answer questions and, you know, just fill anybody in on what they want to know about the series or about, you know, how they got to where they are in the TV industry.
Well, we are definitely going to make sure we help continue to get the word out to everyone to attend if they live in the area, or, you know, maybe they have nothing to do. Maybe they're in Nebraska and they just want to go to New York. This is a good week to go, I think.
It is.
It's a television festival, so I keep saying television, TV festival, actually. But anyway, any closing remarks you'd like to make before we sign off?
I think that you hit the nail on the head. It's a really interesting opportunity to just come out for a long weekend and catch really any kind of TV that you're interested in. It may only be 3 days, but we really pack it in. There are series for young adults. There are series if you're interested in documentary. There are classic conversations that are happening about classic TV shows like Friends. Reimagining of shows, First Wives Club, Party of Five, like I mentioned. There's a spin-off of Riverdale called Katie Keen that we will be world premiering. So there legitimately is something for everyone. So we hope people will go to the website and explore and come out and see us on the weekend of September 12th.
Absolutely. That sums it up perfectly. Riverdale, I have 2 girlfriends. I got to tell them they live in New York, so I know they'll want us to come to see that. They're all younger than me, but that's another story. But anyway, Eliza, thank you so much for giving us a little behind-the-scenes peek preview of what's to come for the Tribeca Television TV Festival. So thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. We lost her. Okay, yeah, kind of got cut off real fast there. But anyway, you are so privileged if you are living in the New York City, New Jersey, within the surrounding areas, that you can go out and participate and get your tickets for the upcoming Tribeca TV Festival. Again, it's September 12th through the 15th, and it will take place at the Regal Battery Park. Everybody knows where that place is. Especially if you live in New York, you should know. But in the meantime, get your tickets first. First things first, go to the website tribecafilm.com/TV festival, and you can get all the details about everything that's taking place. And for those of you who maybe you are not in the immediate New York City area for the festival. Maybe you, as I said earlier, maybe you live in a different part of the country and you have business or relatives are visiting or just want to hang out in New York City for that particular weekend. Stop by the festival, especially if you're a big television fan, and not too many people are not TV fans, not too many. But this is an opportunity to meet the people who created some of your favorite television shows and get to, who knows, you might even get to take a selfie or something with somebody. I'm not saying you will now, guaranteed, but you might. Just go out and have some fun there. So anyway, I want to thank Liza Domnitz for being our guest and giving us all the latest details about the Tribeca TV Festival. So again, Liza, thank you so much. And as always, we thank you listeners for joining us on Film Festival Radio Show. Join us for our next show. We got a big show for you. One of our featured guests will be the one and only Ted Danson, to further speak of television. Yes, I got a chance to talk with him recently about the final season of his award-winning show, The Good Place. So we'll talk more about that on our next show. So again, guys and gals, and your pets too, thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next edition of Film Festival Radio. I'm Janice Malone, and I'm over and out. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.